Who's up, Tom DeGuise? The Hudson County executive raised $100,000 last night at his 2019 re-election bash, attended by over 500 people, including Governor Phil Murphy and Democratic State Committee Chairman John Curry. This was the guy they were going to get rid of, remember? Stronger than ever, with his daughter, Hudson County Democratic Organization Chair Amy DeGuise, by his side, Tom Keene, Sr. The venerable former governor could ride into town this week at Phil Murphy's High Noon and play the role he plays best, laconic Gary Cooper cowboy. Gina LaPlaca and Mark Natale, the pair of Burl CO attorneys, won the backing of the countywide Democratic Committee for a run in arguably the battleground legislative contest of the year, LD8. Darren Russo and Maloney Morano Russo, a retired Franklin TWP police officer, received the support of the Somerset County Democratic Committee toward his run for Somerset Sheriff, while Morano, a former Greenbrook mayor, got the committee's nod for freeholder. Barbara Feinman, the uncredited ghostwriter of Hillary Clinton's 1996 book of the same name, had to feel good about Governor Phil Murphy repeatedly referencing stepped-up actions to legalize marijuana that will take a village. Katie Cherikola, the chair of the Bergen County Young Republicans, stands poised to become one of the Bergen County Republican Organization's, BCRO, choices to run this year for freeholder. Who's Down? Huck Finn. Ernest Hemingway said it was the most foundational book in the history of American literature, but Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds Jackson, D15, disagrees. She wants the Mark Twain classic, which contains numerous references to the N-word banned. Passaic County Democrats. The county's resident alpha males appear still to be in the throes of a spat stemming from the Freeholder Board's ejection of the son of U.S. Representative Bill Pascrell from the county council spot. Pascrell was apparently unhappy that Passaic County Democratic Committee Chairman and State Party Chair John Curry couldn't prevent his son's dismissal from the position. Of course, it won't impact their countywide dominance. The Hoboken Council Councilman Mike Russo and Councilwoman Jen Giardino went toe-to-toe in a reanimation of those storied days of local governing body gut fighting. The rhetoric went something like this: "You're a bully. No, you're a bully. No, you're a bully. Hey, it's Hoboken, what were you expecting, the Lincoln-Douglas debates?" The school's development authority. Another week, another object of uncomfortable scrutiny for the Murphy administration. Brennan and Alvarez. No, actually, not them. Not this time. There's that, but there's also this: Senator Kristen Corrado, R40, and Senator Stephen Orojo, R24. This week sent a letter to the CO chairs of the New Jersey Legislative Select Oversight Committee calling for an investigation into the employment practices of the SDA, calling it the logical next step for the committee. GDI, the National Marijuana Consumer Packaged Goods Company, received a hard push back from Patterson residents, including a respected imam, when former CEO tried to make the case for locating a grow facility and licensed dispensary in their neighborhood. Scott Perlman, the police chief from Palmyra, got outdueled by Anthony Bacintas for the backing of the Burlington County Democratic Committee in his pursuit for a countywide run at the sheriff's office.